Welcome, everyone, to the Justin the Food Entrepreneur Show. I'm Justin Bizarro. I'm your host. That's B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-O. For anyone who's out there who wants to find us, you can find me on Instagram at Justin Bizarro. Again, B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-O. You can also find this show, Justin Ryan Bizarro Show, as well as the Centurion Leadership Battalion, all on Spotify or wherever else you grow yourself through podcasts. This is a food and beverage entrepreneur show. Nutrition as well. We do all of those type of things on here. So I appreciate everyone who's listened in. I appreciate all the downloads. I appreciate all the love on social media. And I appreciate everyone's feedback and the support that you guys have all given me as I took a 6-month leave of absence to rebuild my life, to recreate myself, repurpose myself, truly find out who I was and who I wasn't after 24 years in a business that I grew from 18 years old with partners and with my family. So I appreciate everyone giving that time. I should have taken that time sooner before things got really bad. But as an entrepreneur, we tie a lot of our identity in the businesses we build. We tie a lot of our identity in the families we have. And when that goes away, we kind of lose our identity, our purpose, because we didn't put it in the right place in the first place. So if you want to hear more about that, the Centurion Leadership Battalion podcast will be starting to release episodes again. And the first one being re-released is about what happens when we lose our identity. So with that being said, I have a very special guest with us from Drink Wholesome, Jack Schrupp, out of Guilford, New Hampshire. Hope I got that right. How are you doing today, Jack?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So I'm very interested in your story because you have this cool protein powder. It's specifically for those who have sensitive stomachs, I believe. And so let's sort of dive into your story, Jack. How and why did you get into this business? How was it getting off the ground? But first, let's go all the way back. Like, who are you? How were you brought up? Like, let's just really take the time to give you the mic and talk about your story a little bit.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. It's always exciting to share my story with others. And I love hearing about other people's stories, especially in the food and beverage space. Every founder, every business has a unique story, a really compelling story. Mine started 5 years ago, so I'm not new to the food and beverage industry, but I've only been doing it full time for a few months. And before I get into that, I'll mention that I'm from rural New Hampshire. I grew up ski racing. That was a very important part of my childhood, and I raced all the way through the end of college. So I was a Division I athlete, training year round, competing at a very high level. And along with that experience came an interest in nutrition. So I was using protein supplements while I was training almost every day. And I, at some point, became sick and tired of how they were making me feel. Every time I drank a protein shake, I felt bloated. I felt lethargic. And at some point, I became fed up with the side effects and decided to create my own protein supplement. And this was something that I made for myself, by myself. I ordered ingredients from natural food stores online. I went to the local food co-op. I bought a spice grinder and I cooked up a protein powder recipe in my college dorm room that, to be honest, it didn't taste very good, but it did the trick. I was confident that I was getting the nutrition that I needed and it didn't cause any side effects. And after college, after graduating, I became a high school teacher and coach. I actually worked at a boarding school. So I lived in a dormitory with a bunch of kids. I taught them during the day, I coached them in the afternoon, and then I kept an eye on them in the evening. And that was a very intense job, an awesome job, one of the best jobs in the world as far as I'm concerned, and the perfect fit for me at that time. And one of the big perks about being a teacher is that you get the summer off. So during the summer of that first year out of college, I decided to take this protein powder that I was still making for myself and using myself and see if I could turn it into a consumer packaged good. I'd always been interested in entrepreneurship. And again, I had some free time. So I set out to create it, first create a product and then build a business around it. I had no idea what I was doing, like many entrepreneurs, but I did believe in the product. I had a feeling that other people would appreciate it as much as I did. So after much tinkering and many, many iterations, I came up with a protein powder that performed like a traditional protein supplement, is that in that you could, you know, mix it with milk or water in a shaker bottle and drink it on the go. It wasn't the easiest to mix. It definitely had a different flavor profile, a different texture than most protein powders, but it did the trick. And I was fortunate to get put in touch with a bakery in Cape Cod that was making wholesale granola. And they ended up having all the equipment that I needed to make my protein powder, which I will mention is fundamentally different than every other protein powder on the market. And that's the main reason why it took me so long and so many iterations to get it to look, taste, feel like a traditional protein supplement. And that's because I was using whole food protein sources, which again is a fundamentally different approach than every other protein powder company is using. So most protein powders on the shelf, or nearly all other than Drink Wholesome, are made with protein concentrates and or isolates, which are dietary protein sources stripped of everything but the protein. They've had the fats, the carbs, the fiber, the digestive enzymes removed, which is great if you are looking to increase your protein intake. But it's not great for your gut. And people with sensitive stomachs and gut issues can really feel the difference between a protein concentrate or isolate and a whole food protein source. A whole food protein source is something like eggs, fish, meat, nuts, seeds, legumes, etc. So I was using whole food protein sources and turning them into protein powder without stripping everything else away. So the final product looked a lot more like food than what all the other companies were selling. For some people, the fact that my protein powder is made with a whole food doesn't make a difference. But again, for someone with a sensitive stomach, for someone with a digestive disease, chronic gut issues, it makes a world of difference. And so that is the secret. It's, you know, it's not rocket science, but that is the secret to Drink Wholesome. And that is why today we are known as the easy to digest protein powder, the protein powder for sensitive stomachs. But that's not really how the business started. As I mentioned, I partnered with this granola company in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. At the time, I was living outside of Boston, so I could drive and eat with them, and they helped me formulate my recipes. And they effectively took me on as a client because they believed in what I was doing. And I'm still working with them today. And so I created this protein powder. You know, I ran like 1,000 units. And that was in late February of 2020. And if you remember, in early March of that year, the COVID-19 pandemic touched down in the United States. The entire country shut down. It seemed like the world was ending. So what happened was I found myself, I was 23 years old at the time, sitting in my parents' house with pallets of protein powder and no way of selling it. I thought that I would, my original plan was to go to sporting events in the area, road races and triathlons, and connect with other athletes who I thought would see the same value in a whole food, minimally processed protein powder. I'll mention that in addition to being minimally processed and made with a whole food, Drink Wholesome has a really, really short ingredient list. There are no additives whatsoever. My vanilla protein powder, for example, is made with egg whites, coconut, vanilla beans, and monk fruit, which is a melon-like fruit from Southeast Asia that is sweet like sugar without the sugar. The sweetness comes from another compound, and that allows someone like me to create a sweet protein powder without lots of added sugar. Anyway, I'm sitting in my parents' house. I have pallets of protein powder. I have no way of selling it. I didn't even have an e-commerce platform at the time, so I created one. And for the longest time, I was only selling my protein powders to family and friends, but the internet is a crazy and sometimes a beautiful place. And people with sensitive stomachs ended up finding my protein powder during the pandemic online, giving it a try. The simplicity of the product spoke to them. And I really hit my customers over the head with the simplicity of the ingredient list because I put the ingredients in big, bold font right in front of the package. I think it's really important for people with sensitive stomachs to know exactly what they're putting into their body. And so I make that really easy for my customers. And people intuitively chose my protein powder just looking at the ingredients and ended up working for them. So I pivoted, I guess, or doubled down to focus on that group of people. It's a very niche group of people, which is people with sensitive stomachs. I wasn't making a protein powder for just anyone. I was making a protein powder for people with sensitive stomachs. Obviously, anyone can use Drink Wholesome. We have lots of customers who are drawn to it just because it's one of the only protein powders that's made without extra processing and added junk. It's really, really simple. And some people just want the simplicity. But a lot of my customers use Drink Wholesome because virtually all other protein powders upset their stomachs. The reason why is, again, they're made with these heavily processed protein sources that look nothing like real food. And also, they contain artificial sweeteners like sucralose. They contain thickeners like gums and emulsifiers like lecithin. All of these ingredients don't look like don't look a lot like real food. For that reason, they're hard to digest. They resist digestion and cause a whole host of digestive issues, especially for people with sensitive stomachs. So that was, sometime in 2020, 2021, I was still working as a teacher. I eventually changed schools, but was doing effectively the same thing, teaching, coaching, living in the dormitory, and running this business on the side. And over the course of 4 years, the business kept growing, and I started to be spread too thin. There was just not enough time in the day, and I did not have enough brain cells to feel like I was doing a good job taking care of the kids and building this business. So last year in 2023, I decided to do the business full time. So I finished out the school year at the school where I was teaching and transitioned to doing the business full time. I immediately started making a lot of changes and realized I was pretty in over my head doing it all by myself. So I brought on my sister, who's about my age. She had been working in the food and beverage space, so she was a great fit. And together we took on the business full time. And that was, 7 months ago. And it has been a pretty wild ride since then. The business has grown a lot and it's been an absolute roller coaster of an experience. I felt very comfortable and confident teaching. That was something that came naturally to me, something that I really enjoyed. And although I have found some success as an entrepreneur in the food and beverage space, it's definitely out of my comfort zone. I am challenged every day. I make mistakes every day. And the past month for the business has been truly wild and really challenging. So right now I'm in a period of sort of a chaotic phase of the business, where a lot is changing. We're really rethinking what we're doing because we want Drink Wholesome to be around for a while. We want it to be scalable. We want to help more people boost their protein without side effects. And in order to do that, we do have to make some pretty significant changes to the way the business is structured, to the products themselves, et cetera. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that these days in particular, I've come to really understand how emotional being an entrepreneur is. I can only speak for what it's like in the food beverage space. I imagine that entrepreneurs in other industries experience similar volatility. But, you know, some days I'm like, I feel like I'm on top of the world, and other days I feel like the world is crashing down around me. And it's fun, but definitely taxing. So you just caught me at a funny time.
Yeah, and I like this a lot because it is very emotional. It could be emotional on the family. It could be emotional on the employees. It could be emotional on the vendors and the customers also in some ways, because there are a lot of ups and downs when you're starting a business. I want to go back to during COVID, you had mentioned you could brought in the protein powder and you had pallets of it. What was your strategy to start to distribute that or sell it when you're sitting on so much product? Because you were in a very tight bind. Like, what was the mindset there and how did you go about it?
Fortunately, protein powder has a long shelf life, or at least my protein powder does. But there certainly was a point in time when I wondered if I'd ever be able to move all that product. I wondered if I would just have to throw it out and move on with my life. My initial plan was to get into local health food stores. And it was somewhat of a naive approach. But again, as someone with no experience, as someone who was 22 years old, I wasn't thinking that far ahead. I was just really excited about creating the product. And I didn't really even think about e-commerce that much, which is, in hindsight, silly, because Drink Wholesome is an e-commerce business today, like most businesses in our space, which is the health, wellness, nutritional supplement space. I think protein powder was one of the first things to be sold on the internet. And I didn't really see that for my business. I also wasn't particularly interested in selling on the internet. I enjoy in-person interactions. Again, as a teacher, I had a very social job. I interface with people all day long, every day. We even had Saturday classes. So I was like just immersed in a very interpersonal community. And so I thought that I would lace up my boots and stomp around New England, knocking on doors, sharing my product with people. Ultimately, that is not at all how the business developed. But, you know, just it's who I was and what I expected at that point.
Talk to me about the hardships. Like, what are some of the things that you've been through over the last 7 months? Some of the ups and downs and what you've learned from them?
Well, the latest hardships or the most trying hardships that the business has faced, that I have faced as the business owner, have interestingly had to do not with the pandemic, which was trying, but the business didn't really have its feathers at that point in time. So the pandemic didn't affect my business. It affected my trajectory and my approach to the business ultimately, but it didn't shut me down like it did a lot of other businesses. The most trying hardships that I've faced have had to do with eggs. I make egg white based protein powder. So I work with eggs. I buy a lot of eggs. And a few years ago, there was an unprecedented avian bird flu outbreak in the United States, and millions upon millions of laying chickens died or were killed to prevent the spread of the virus. And as a result, the price of finished egg products and eggs went up like 500% overnight, which is a huge increase. And for someone running a bootstrapped small business that really depends on cash flow, that was almost devastating, because I had a product with a healthy margin that became virtually unprofitable overnight. I really thought about shutting the business down and waiting until the outbreak passed. So it was like bird flu, not human flu, that affected me the most. But I decided to hang in there And I ultimately at that time chose to diversify my product line by introducing a plant-based protein powder for sensitive stomachs using roasted California almonds. And that's now an important product for Drink Wholesome. I don't think I would have done it had I not gone through that trying time, a time when the price of eggs skyrocketed in just a matter of days. So that was the first really challenging experience for the business. It had to do with eggs. And recently, we've had an issue with production regarding eggs. I won't go into too much detail, but effectively, we've had to shut down our production in order to update how we do things. And that is an ongoing issue. Right now, we are not able to produce our egg white protein powders. We were blindsided by an issue. And for a small business, not being able to produce product is a huge problem. Going out of stock is not, it's like one of the last things you want to happen. But unfortunately, we don't really have a choice right now. We're doing our best to resolve this issue. And like in 2020, I've chosen very recently to further diversify my product line in order to build a more resilient business, to decrease the business's dependence on egg whites. And so we've created this collagen-based protein powder for sensitive stomachs. So now we have three different types of protein powder. We have an egg white-based protein powder, we have a vegan almond-based protein powder, and we have a collagen-based protein powder. That product just actually went live last night on our website. We're going to make an announcement to our community next week. So it's brand new. We're really excited about it. I would not have created this product and brought it to market had I not had this production issue that came out of nowhere, just like the avian bird flu. So I'm not sure if I have effectively or accurately described or conveyed how challenging these experiences were for the business, but they were almost like lights out for Drink Wholesome. A small business can pivot, can adapt. It's one of the beauties of a business like mine, but it's also very vulnerable to changes in the market, to issues related to production. A bigger business that produces hundreds of thousands of units several times a year is much more resilient than a business like mine who produces a few thousand units every month. And so hopefully moving forward, we will be less subject to the whims of the egg market and better able to weather these types of storms. I mean, it's the changes that have happened were not changes that I planned to make, but you know, when I was confronted with sort of a life or death situation, I thought on my feet, and I'm hoping that these collagen protein powders become a staple in our product line. I think people are really going to like them. So that's Drink Wholesome, and there have been many others, but a few of the challenging moments and experiences.
Where are you hoping this goes? Like, what is your dreams for this? How are you going about, you know, sort of getting there? I know you've only been full-time 7 months, but sort of where are you hoping this goes? I mean, you pursued this dream and this product for a reason. Where are you hoping it goes, Jack?
There are different types of entrepreneurs. This is something I've learned from networking within the industry and from learning from others. There are people who go into entrepreneurship with a goal. They have a business idea, they have an outcome in mind and a playbook or a plan that they execute. I'm not that type of entrepreneur. When I started this business, never intended to do it full time. It was very much a pet project, very not even a side hustle. I didn't even call it a side hustle because it wasn't generating any income for me personally. Everything that the business made went back into the business. And it has not blown up overnight. Certainly, Yeah, there have been dramatic changes, some of which I just described, but their business growth, it's been a slow roll. It's been, I don't know if I'd say a grind. I mean, there's at times a grind, but it's been slow, steady growth over the course of 4 years. And because it happened so incrementally, my relationships to the business changes in a very gradual, incremental way. There aren't dramatic changes to how I see the business, what I think of the business. And so I'm thinking a week out. I'm thinking a month out. I would love to plan 6, 12, 18 months in the future, but it's just so hard given where the business has come from, where it is today, and where I think I'll be able to take it. But we sell a lot of protein powder to people with sensitive stomachs. And there are a lot of people out there who rely on Drake Wholesome. It's become a very important part of their diet, of their life. And so I do feel obligated to these people to build something with legs that is going to be around, that's going to be a household name. Like, I want people to know about Drink Wholesome and understand the value that it can add for someone with a sensitive stomach. So right now, my number one goal is just to build a resilient business with a long shelf life, because it's helping people and I wouldn't want to see it go away for that reason. Being an entrepreneur from a personal standpoint has been really fun. I've been able to live a completely different life than I was living before. I do miss being a boarding school teacher in some ways, but in other ways, I love the independence. I love the freedom. I do like working with my sister. We've made a great team and I learned a ton about not only business, but nutrition, which is something, as I mentioned when I started telling my story, that is something that interests me, something that I've been passionate about for a long time. I was a French teacher, and what I did before doing this full time looked very little like what I do today. Obviously, I was running this on the side, so there's continuity, but my day-to-day life has changed really dramatically. And for that, I feel like I'm a new man in a way. And I don't feel like my work is monotonous or that I'm stuck, which is great. I know a lot of people find themselves in that place in their professional careers. And so for me, everything is novel. It's hard for sure. I'm way more stressed than I used to be, but stress is motivating. And it definitely challenges me to learn, to innovate, to be creative, which are all good things.
What's your favorite part about, you know, this life that you're leading now? I mean, because you were a teacher, you've obviously transitioned your life. What's your favorite part now?
Well, I spent a few months in Asia in the fall, which is something I would have never been able to do had I continued teaching. So I've been able to travel. I'm living in Montana. I've always wanted to live out on the West Coast. Again, something I would have never been able to do had I stayed at boarding school. So that's from a very personal standpoint, something that I appreciate a lot about this life that I'm able to lead because of the business. I'm not tied to anything. When I, as a boarding school teacher, for people who don't know what boarding schools are, they're you may have only seen them in movies, but they're intentional residential communities, often secluded from the rest of the world. They're in some remote part of they're basically in the woods. And when you live and work in a boarding school, as a teacher, you have this built-in community that is incredibly rich, but you're also isolated from friends, family. You're not able to do a lot of things that other people are able to do. When I was 24, I was teaching on Saturdays and coaching on Sundays. It was a full-time job. Again, I lived with the students that I taught. The school was my life, and it was great. I loved it. There was nothing I would have rather done at that time. But for a lot of 24-year-olds, that is a nightmare. I wasn't able to go out with my friends. I wasn't able to travel when I wanted to. I had nice long school breaks. I had the summer off. But when school was in session, I was there full time. So it's been a very dramatic change for me. I can travel. I can go anywhere I want. I'm not accountable to anyone or anything as I was in the past. And it's a little scary, but also very cool. I really appreciate it given where I was just a short while ago.
Awesome. The products now, are they available in stores as well as online? Where can people find them? How do they go about contacting you or ordering them? Where can they find you online?
Drinkwholesome.com. We also sell on Amazon. We have a sizable Amazon presence, and we are considering expanding into traditional brick and mortar retail at some capacity. But we are, because we launched during the pandemic, an e-commerce business. So you can go to drinkwholesome.com. The entirety of our product line is available there. In addition to protein powders, we sell meal replacement powders. We have hydration powders. We have a powdered dairy-free milk alternative, all made for people with sensitive stomachs, all formulated with sensitive guts in mind. We ship for free to the United States, and we also ship to Canada, the UK, and Australia. So it's an e-commerce business. We try and make it easy for people to get the product. If you like it, you want to use it regularly, you can subscribe and save. And again, that's drinkwholesome.com or drinkwholesome on Amazon.
If you could tell anyone starting off in the entrepreneur world anything that you thought would help them get started or gain value or make their journey easier, what would those things be?
And this is something that I've experienced more recently, have found entrepreneurship to be extremely stressful. I am just bound up, nervous, anxious about the fate of the business, about the decisions that I make. I feel responsible for everything that goes wrong. And when you're running a business like mine, things go wrong basically every day. So I'm running around putting out fires. And my saving grace has been exercise. Exercise for me has been part of my life for forever. And it allows me to take a step away from the business, to clear my mind, to think about something else. I prefer mindful exercise. I love to ski and mountain bike. Those are things that require me to be present. If your mind starts to wander when you're mountain biking, you tend to fall over or hit things. So that for me has been hugely important. I'm not recommending that entrepreneurs exercise. Exercise is not for everyone, or we all have different relationships to it. But you have to have something. I think it's extremely important to have something built into your life that allows you to step away from the business on a daily basis, to think about something else. And there are so many ways of doing that. Some people find that in music. Some people find that in another form of art. I choose exercise. It's just something that grounds me. It keeps me sane, honestly. I think it's really, really important. I talk to a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs who burn out. It's just really hard. Most businesses, I don't know about most, but many fail. And that's a hard experience to have. And for those who don't fail, probably get pretty close at some point in time. And so for your livelihood, for your reputation, your ego, your happiness to be bound up in a business that is so whimsical it's just hard. So I recommend that everybody has an outlet for clearing their mind and stepping away.
I'm a firm believer in exercise as well, and the endorphins you need, the composure you need, the peace you need amongst all the stress. It's for sure important. And if not, you can find a lot of other negative things that fill that space, at least exercise is positive. So I agree with you on that, Jack, 100%. What is it that keeps you going? Because you've had bumps in the road, you've had obstacles, you've had ups and downs, you've had almost failures, which I would say things you learn from, but what really motivates you to keep doing this? What's your drive to continue this product forward?
As I mentioned a few minutes ago, there are a lot of people out there who I would say rely on Drake Wholesome. There aren't really any alternatives that I would recommend, at least to Drink Wholesome. And for that reason, if Drink Wholesome were to disappear tomorrow, a lot of people would struggle to meet their nutritional needs. And these, although a lot of my customers, I have plenty of healthy people who order Drink Wholesome, but a lot of these people have serious health issues and rely on protein supplements to meet their nutritional needs, to make sure that they're getting enough protein or just calories in their diet. And Drink Wholesome solves a problem in the sense that all other protein powders are not options for these people. Or if they do use them, they pay a pretty heavy price. So those are the people that keep me around. It's sort of a noble cause, I guess. But it's definitely motivating. The longer I do this, the more I realize how much I'm helping people. I can see myself sort of get stuck here where I might not be able to summon the courage to walk away and do something else without making sure that these people's needs are taken care of.
Yeah, no kidding. I know exactly what you're saying. Even when it was time I thought I should get out of the business, I couldn't abandon the customers or the people that I thought, you know, needed the help. And it's not a selfish thing. It's just you don't want to harm people in the process. I get exactly what you're saying. So, Jack, what is there anything you want to share? If you could go back to your previous self and tell yourself anything, what would it be? Or is there anything that you want to share with the audience or talk about before we wrap up here?
Some words of wisdom. This has been a humbling experience for me, and that every day I learn a lot more about what I'm not good at than what I am good at. It's hard as one person to have a wide array of competencies. I'm good at certain things, but running a business requires a lot of different skill sets. The way the business is set up, I'm required to do pretty much everything along with my sister. And, you know, we are just two people. We're just two experiences. So I have gotten a lot better asking for help. I think that's true for anyone, even someone who's not an entrepreneur. Ask for help when you need it. I think people who go into entrepreneurship tend to be self-starters. They tend to be self-sufficient. They tend to be problem solvers, all of which are great attributes. But at a certain point, you are, you know, limited by, again, your own skills, your own experiences, your own chromosomes, who knows? And so it's very healthy to ask for help. And it sounds a bit like a cliche, but I think a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to the value that they found looking elsewhere for guidance. So anyone who's feels a little stuck, especially entrepreneurs, I'd recommend asking for help. There are people out there who would be more than happy to help you because they understand that you might return the favor one day.
The thing I like about that is we have a tendency to isolate ourselves when things get stressful. We have to sort of build our fort and protect ourselves in it when we're feeling hurt or in pain or like a failure. And you're right. We have to do the opposite. We have to ask for help. We have to be willing to receive help. And we have to be willing to put down our pride and our ego sometimes in order to get that help. Especially as entrepreneurs, as men, as, you know, as business people, as in our communities, whatever it is or whatever we're going through mentally, physically, entrepreneurially, spiritually, it's okay to ask for help. And I can say this because I like that you brought this up, is that I didn't ask for enough of it in my life. Over the 24 years I was with Food Service Partners, I didn't ask for it when I needed it personally. I just sort of shelled up because I didn't know what to do, because I didn't understand how to even ask for help. you know, and I'm pretty good at receiving help when in certain situations, but not in everything. And I really had to learn that over the last 2 years, is what does it mean to receive help? What does it mean to build a fellowship around you that helps you? What does it mean to build a fellowship of fellow entrepreneurs, of fellow humans, of fellow men, if you're a man, whatever it is, women, if you're women, to actually help you through those times? Because I didn't have it. I've always had fellowship or been involved in groups and all that, but I didn't totally invest in it where I trusted them, because I don't trust people. That's just who I am. But I will tell you, over the last 2 years, I've had to learn to lean on people, and I've had to learn to listen to the ways that they're trying to help me, and that I don't know everything or half as much as I think I do, even when I don't think I know a lot. So I would say the other part of that is that humility piece. You don't realize how much you need humility until you're needing to be humbled, and then life will humble you for you, you know? I say God humbles you for you, in my case. And so the thing I like about what you said, Jack, is it's not an easy journey. It's not easy. It doesn't come with trophies. It doesn't come with the feeling of success. Today's wins are tomorrow forgotten. You know, it's every day you have to start all over again, running your businesses, being an entrepreneur, being a father, being a brother, being whatever, because every day is a new slate. And it's hard for people to realize, but most of the time, the past doesn't stack up to the present. Our skill set does, our character does, our spirituality maybe does, but for the most part, saving money does. But for the most part in business, every day is starting over. Every day in our families, you never know when you're going to lose someone. You never know when your relationship might fall apart. So every day has to be cherished and focused on. So I think that that's one of the things we're talking about here. And it's hard to let your foot off the gas, because when you let your foot off the gas, things happen. You know, so being an entrepreneur is a tough road. It's hard. It comes with a lot of heartbreak, comes with a lot of emotions, comes with a lot of emotional days, as you talked about. So I appreciate you sharing today, Jack, everything that you've shared. Will you tell everyone where they can find you online, where they can find you on social media?
Yep, it's all at Drink Wholesome on social media, drinkwholesome.com, Drink Wholesome on Amazon. You have a sensitive stomach. If you're sick of protein powders that upset your stomach, I highly recommend that you give it a try. We have sample packs. We're one of the few companies that offer that to our customers. And if you want to connect with me or my sister, who is in charge of everything marketing and customer facing, please reach out.
Thank you again, Jack. I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for in the audience, for listening in. Thank you guys around the world who are tuning in. Thank you guys again for understanding the leave of absence I've taken over the last 6 months, as well as everyone out there, guests, fans, subscribers, friends, all encouraging me to do this and keep going and get back on the horse when I needed some time away from this to figure out who I was and who I wasn't, to go through the trials and tribulations of life, to give me time to rebuild my life, to go into Denver Seminary and pursue the Master of Divinity in leadership that I'm now pursuing, as well as building two new businesses. Like I've talked about, anyone who's listening in, go to gorillabrave.love. It is for entrepreneurs, so in food and beverage space specifically. So you don't have to go through this journey alone. You have a group of people who are there for you. A group that's also educating you. And I wish I would have had this group for the last 26 years of my life, because as much as I had entrepreneur groups, I didn't have people in the food and beverage space that were living my journey. Now I do. That's why we created the group. The other one is Leaders to Owners. That is for anyone who's in the food space that wants to own their own business. We are building a platform that helps you do that, because we know what it's like. You know, my partners and I in that, what it's like to be leaders in a business and want to eventually own your own food and beverage business. So, you know, that's why that's there. It's not just something that we thought of, it's because we saw the opportunity, because we've needed that in our own lives. Lastly, if you want to find this podcast or the Justin Ryan Bizarro Show or the Centurion Leadership Battalion, as we relaunch those, you can find us on Spotify or wherever else you grow yourself through podcasts. Thank you guys. I love you guys in the audience. This show, Justin the Food Entrepreneurs, is still number one out of all I do and all we produce at A Better with Bacon Fat Studios. It's still the best one. It still gets the highest numbers. It still gets the highest views. It's still the one that's in over 140 countries. So thank you guys for listening in. Thank you for the support again. And I love you guys. And thank you, Jack, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're out, guys.